What we are saying is, are we aware, known, conscious, recognized that we are conditioned? That's the first thing. If you are conditioned and you say, yes, I am, the I who says, I am conditioned, is that I different from the conditioned? Or both are the same? This is an important question you have basically to understand. I, the observer who says I am conditioned, that observer is not different from the thing which he calls conditioned. He is that. Without that conditioning, what are you? No name. Don't identify with your body, group, no nationality, no belief, no religion. You follow? If you discard all that, is the I with all selfishness, ambition, is washed away. This is a very important question if you are at all serious to go into. If you see that, if the I is separate from the conditioning, then you act upon it. This action you call positive. Positive action of this kind is to struggle with it. Find out the causes of conditioning. How deep you are conditioned. Whether you can do something about it. Or go to somebody and tell them and ask them what to do. They will tell you what to do, which is practice, all the rest of it. Whereas, the actual fact is, the entity that says, I am conditioned, I want to be free from it, that entity is also conditioned. Therefore, there is only conditioning, not I am conditioned. You understood this simple fact? The battle is over between me and the condition. We can examine without division. You understand, sir? You've got it? Really got it? That you are part of that condition. You are not different from that condition. Therefore, you cannot analyze that condition. Right? If you analyze, there is the analyzer and the condition. You follow? So you see the actual fact that the analyzer is the analyzed. You know, please, I happen to discuss this matter, the analyzer and the analyzed, a lot of professional analysts, clever, top people, they immediately said, we don't understand this, please, go and talk somewhere else. As it means they'll lose their job, we're all in that position, lose their job, their position, their victims or patients and so on, so on, so on. This is a really very, very serious question. Conflict between the analyzer and the analyzed gives strength to the analyzer, which is the me. Analyzer is the past. Past is conditioning the analyzer. Do you see this? The past is conditioning or has conditioned the analyzer. And the analyzer then says, I am going to analyze my condition. He's going round and round in circles. To realize the absurdity, the fallacy of analysis, is to break down this division. It means the conditioning is me. Conditioning isn't over there. It is here.